So let's begin. Hope you're well rested, awake. So I'm gonna have a question and answer. It was like sleep. I'm gonna have a question. In what we saw and heard yesterday, what is your understanding of and all of it, that all that you already know? How does creation happen? That which we call creation, how does it happen?
So two separate entities or different entities get together and form another separate entity is what sort of states my head.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good. Who else?
I think that conflict can be a creative force.
Conflict?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Between...
Whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Spirit, things. Mm-hmm. That can change, I think, a lot.
Okay, conflict. Two separate entities forming a new one. Who else? You can add to that. Which is basically what we discuss, and it's really obvious if you understand even physical reality, right? Which is something that we forget when we write. We return as if we didn't know that creation, what we call creation, happens between two separate entities. We return to the I, right? That's the how creation happens in our societies. We return to the I. We forget the most obvious fact that creation happens between at least two. So we have to build another kind of subjectivity, not I. But what? Not writing from the, but from what?
We or
okay,
us.
We. Okay. Who can invent a name for this? For her or his own.
Collective experience,
okay.
Multiplicity.
She invented a name.
That
name refers to you.
All right. I don't know. I'm thinking something like some kind of her history or some kind of listen to. I can't think of a word right now.
Don't worry, you said a lot of them. Heard history?
Yeah.
Okay. Heard with H, right? In
yeah.
English, okay. So that's your name. You said multiplicity. Change it a little bit. Do something with that word. Each one of us is gonna invent. We're gonna have a few minutes, a couple minutes, to do something with an expression, a word. Okay, if you already have it, if not, don't worry. Help us do that.
So this is a
fancy drawing, but just to remember what we were discussing yesterday. We have like a pre-structure, right? This is what we work with every time we write, every time we exist. You know, we have a pre-structure there. That's also something that you must never forget. The instant you forget that pre-structure exists, you're going to start from fantasy. So we need to be always and have the consciousness of previous structure. If not, if we don't have the knowledge that previous structure exists and we don't have it right here in front of us, previous structure is going to take control of us. So what we do, what we act, what we say is going to be not something that we are active on it, but we are going to be slaves of previous structure. These are in Mesoamerican terms, pre-structure, one of the names that it received was, so you can, Tezcatlipoca, which is the equivalent maybe of the unconscious in Western terms. And Aztecs, the Mexica, used to say that we were all slaves of Tezcatlipoca. We were all under control of Tezcatlipoca. That's one of the characteristics of Tezcatlipoca. Tezcatlipoca is a dark force. It's the enemy of Quetzalcoatl, remember? Force from there and there joining. Tezcatlipoca is the enemy of Quetzalcoatl. He is more powerful than Quetzalcoatl. He defeats Quetzalcoatl. And the other very important characteristic of Tezcatlipoca is that she knows everything, can see everything. According to Spanish records, the Indian population believed that, for example, one of the days, people who robbed needed to hide away because that was the day of Tezcatlipoca. Tezcatlipoca could, just by seeing you, see all what you done in your life, etc., etc. So Tezcatlipoca is also the power to understand it all. And we need to develop Tezcatlipoca as a woken state. Is it woken?
Awakened
force, awakened element in us. If not, Tezcatlipoca is gonna take control of us. So we can use another word, maybe a more less foreign word for us. Pre-structure, right? Or we can even, the unconscious is just a small part of pre-structure, right? What John and others saw as unconscious is a part, it's an aspect of what we're calling pre-structure. So we have a social pre-structure. You know, for example, what I'm saying to you is getting into your psyche, to your mind, to your spirit. And that's not from you. This is something that comes from another universe. So that's what I'm saying. If you're not under, if you're not like active on pre-structure, what teachers say is going to become in you a controlling force. So when you write, you're going to remember, but the guy said that. Or she said that. So what do we need to do with pre-structure? Break it. Social pre-structure or receive cryptogenetic from the families, unconscious, the herd history. You need to. So that's like our goal. That what comes from us is not this. Becomes something different, gets transformed. So there's why creation doesn't start until we destroy pre-structure. Creation needs to come from nothingness. Religions, poets agree mostly with that. Creation comes from nothingness. But we don't start with nothingness. We start with a lot of pre-structure. So in order for us to create, we have a big problem. We have to make our pre-structure disappear, eliminate our pre-structure, transform our pre-structure. The best goal would be to have no pre-structure, to always live in the now, because pre-structure prevents us from perceiving. We only remember. But because that's so difficult, because disappearing is basically nirvana. Disappearing pre-structure is called nirvana in Buddhism, right? Because that's so difficult. Maybe a more practical goal for us. I think that's not ambitious enough, but maybe something we can attain is to at least transform pre-structure, modify it. So, for example, I ask you to come up with a word for your. And that something came, a word, right? And then you need to apply work to it. That's how we break pre-structure, with work. It became pre-structure through work, through abstracted work. It became symbol. So symbols appear to you, you need to work with them consciously. A word. So who wants to share what he or she did? It's very simple. Don't try to be talented, don't try to be smart. That's an obstacle. Trying to be good, trying to do it right. That's crap. Anybody?
What's the question?
What's your name for Nai?
For being conscious?
I don't know. We write from the eye. Mm-hmm. That's a fantasy. We write from, you write from?
So, duality.
Duality, okay.
So instead of just the self, so it's more like duality you use to write instead of just yourself? What's like the difference? Why is duality better than just writing from your own perspective?
Okay, great question. Who wants to answer that?
Because you can't. Because you're not anyways, is what he's saying. Like through the reading that we did, that we were looking at last night, where he underlined in the pages about like when you know you're writing from this place of birth or this place of like this memories that you have, whether they're accessible to you or not. So you're not just writing from yourself. Anytime you pick up your pen or anytime you open your mouth, you're writing from or talking from this pre-structure that's happened when you were born or when you were growing up or before you were born, or this ancestry that still affects you.
Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, but he's just saying that you need to be aware of it because you're not just writing from yourself. So the question is then, what are you writing from? What's the new word that you've come up with? That's what he's saying. Right?
Mm-hmm. Basically, yes. So my goal is not to tell you how to write, like techniques, you can learn that from, you know, just reading techniques. You can have books, you can buy a book, $16, how to, right? That's not, I think that's, we have so little time that we need to explore something like more fundamental, you know? We need to listen to what others have discovered about us. So maybe this is not so common, or maybe it is common, I don't know. Not so common to like think about. But a very simple fact. We are a pre-structure. What does that imply? What that means? How can we become aware of our personal pre-structure? Because my pre-structure is not your pre-structure. We come from different cultures, for example. Different families, cities. So what I'm gonna discover is completely different than what you're gonna discover. So, names.
I wrote plural suspicion.
Plural?
Plural suspicion.
Plural suspicion. Okay.
I had phantasmic echoes, but I think I like echoes, just the echoes.
Phantasmic?
Yeah, like echoes? Ghosts, like ghosts and echoes and like all this shit that's always like rattling in your head.
Okay.
Rattling shit, you said before, rattling shit, rattling in your head, and you said
fantastic
you make echoes, yeah. It makes you think of ghosts.
Yeah.
They put like,
yeah,
gooey ghosts or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
I want
to get to know you.
I wrote todos somos.
Todos somos.
Todos somos. One word.
How did you write that?
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
How about you?
Plural entities.
Plural entities. Plural entities. Okay.
I put chewing the fat of the cosmos.
Okay. Chewing. Okay. Right. Yeah. Good. Great names.
I was looking up phantasm in the dictionary.
Uh-huh.
I got distracted.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm confused.
Okay, that's it. I'm confused. You say brilliant things. Yeah. So she's like, just trust. You know, like the big generation knew this, but knew it in a romantic way to trust. Whatever appears to you, but they thought that meant that it came from nothing. It was completely original. You know, whatever you receive from yourself, yeah, K-Rock and all of them basically didn't like have the awareness that the pre-structure at this level existed. So they trusted that whatever I write, whatever I say is brilliant, and they are right, but it didn't come from them. They still believe in a self, in an original, in an emptiness. It's in that fantasy. Now, for example, I love the H letter. I don't know if you read from the copies of what H means according to Klepnika.
What is this guy?
H means turning something. That says in English, ponderable, measurable, something, into nothingness. According to him, that's what age means. And because age is Heriberto begins with age. I love it. So, what my name today, or from the place where I write, is this. A letter. Okay. So now, what you wrote, we're gonna change that in terms of visual elements. You have an expression. See it?
And then in another page, another piece of paper, transform that. Big. So I can. Something I learned from somebody.
You want us to turn that into something visual, like make it into some type of symbol?
Exactly. Don't stop. If you stop, you transform time into space. Space. So you keep, need to keep like having time, not space. We're gonna see that when we discuss. Copies. Poetry, modern and postmodern poetry is about transforming time into space. So we are going to not do that. Like when time transforms into space, that's when capitalism arises. Handwriting is very important. Once you start to handwrite, you start being a real writer. You know? The keyboard is like the reflection of how totalitarian our society is becoming. So letters are the same E, the same A for everybody. You know, computer keyboard. That wasn't possible for centuries. Everyone had a different. So that's how letters change from one century to the other. And that maybe it's gonna stop soon. Because we're gonna just see do. So our head's gonna become uniform. So handwriting it's the key to becoming a radical writer. We need to fight with the keyboard right now. We need to invent new letters. I don't mean that in a like metaphorical way. I mean that in a real way. We need to invent new letters, new sounds. How can you tell me something about your experience?
Right now? When I do about I tend to think, so I was thinking about what you were saying about time transforming into space,
mm-hmm.
and that's capitalism, and then I thought, isn't that also ritual? So, like, here's, like, a time frame, like, this, like, time, if we're just hanging out, if we decided we're going to get married and make a wedding,
mm-hmm.
that transforms this space into, it transforms the time into, like, a sacred space, and then I started
mm-hmm.
thinking, is capitalism the only like ritual we have? Sort of the ritual of purchasing things.
Yeah.
And then because I was thinking about
a wedding,
I was like, and then thinking about all the shit you have to buy for
uh-huh.
a wedding
uh-huh.
or for a birth,
uh-huh.
for like all these things that used to be ritualized, where the time became like special, like, and then so it became the special space. Like it's not just a room; it's now the nursery or
yeah.
the birthing room, mm-hmm. and how that's now like tied with like money and stuff.
Yeah. And that's gonna be repeated. Maybe by somebody else. Maybe you came up with that to transform the space. You invented a new space. United States, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then that United States is going to be repeated by someone else. So her or his experience is not going to be an experience that arises, that comes from her or him,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
it is received from somebody, the same reason.
Exactly, yeah.
So
and it becomes, it becomes homogenized in, the commodity of it.
Yeah.
It's like, everybody's to get married, so we need X number of wedding dresses, because that's sort of what we've been told.
Mm-hmm.
And I think before capitalism, and that's what I get kind of plagued about, is like, what was that before sort of modern life? Like, did people always get married? Was there always these rituals? They had a different meaning, or they were more personal. I don't want to say better, but they might have been.
Great question.
I like to think that they're better.
Great question. Comes from the means head. Kaput. Head. So capitalism, if you notice, I like to use the same words, like we share empire, etc., but with new meaning. So capitalism is not just an economic, political structure, but we can name capitalism or capital every, in Spanish it's encabezamiento, every, something which is controlled. Headed, is that Higgins, can I, headed, led by.
Mm-hmm.
So capitalist symbols are capital. Direction, like the wedding, symbols. You need to do this, and then. So capitalism is not just like the United States or from the 18th century or whatever. Capitalism refers to a state where there are like heads, centers of control that direct a system. So capitalism, that's the word we're now using to refer to co-control. Other societies, that's why the word is like in our world. An interzone, because this is the word right now to refer to God. You know, God is like, well, in the United States, more and more important every day. But lost like importance. So capital became the new word for that system of controlling pre-structure. Okay, so we need to like think outside the disciplines, the books, from where these words came from. Away from Marxism, away from the beginnings, away from all of that.
What is that? Capi? Greek or what?
No, that's Latin. Caput. Right. Caput. Head. Very important. That as I said yesterday, etymology is like really simple, a dictionary. In your case, like Greek, Latin, and German, right? And go also, obviously, the Indo, you know, which is a more ancient source, and we can like have easily to understand what does it mean to our what we say. What we say is something in this level, consciousness. But pre-structure is talking me. Pre-structure is saying me, is defining me. So I need to like go around it. That's where I draw a ladder. Look, most letters don't travel on to the underworld. A few of them do. And that reflects our society.
we move in this level of society. So also, if you like start writing, and I mean seriously, I'm not joking, if you write traveling more to the underworld, something's going to happen with what you're writing, and with you, you're going to have to get transformed. And I mean, not as a game. Because we are like following too much. We're following it too much. So we need to like and that changes everything completely, right? The meaning of, for example, if we wrote from this eye, it would be like great. I would have no problem like saying yes. We write from this, but we don't write from this. We write from this one. This is really solar, right? This is the single individual person under the sun god, Father, Christianity, right? Coming from it or going to it. So there's symbols. When you like, for example, Americans, what's the difference between these two? Who can speculate? Who can trust?
Looks like the big one is more proud because it has like a container. Mm-hmm. Whereas the small one is kind of like reaching.
Okay, I wanted to say something, but not enough.
The other one's like the ground above, and the other one's like the sun above.
Okay. Who can continue?
In one, the knee is met, and in the other, it's like eternally distant.
Okay. Yes, I can see that. You're right, yeah. Give me more. Are you again? You can give again.
I don't have anything right now to say. I was thinking about the cursive letter I. How the even still that one has a definite top and a bottom, mm-hmm. but the little one doesn't.
Yeah. That's why we have so many versions of each letter. Yeah. Because the symbol changes. And you,
but not too much, though.
Not too much, though. Yeah, exactly. We keep like a pattern. We need to like change it radically. That remember, we are writers, right? So we write with using what letters. So we can become blind about letters. That's our beginning. That's our even before the word letters. If we become blind about them, okay, you're gonna just repeat. You're not going to be a radical writer. You're gonna like forget about the first level, and then you're like going to imagine that the next level you're going to work on it. It ain't true. You're gonna forget about the next level and think that the next level is the one that you're going to work on. And that's how we do it. So we need to like work with the first level we have as writers. And the first level is letters. So that is our working field, letters.
which is really difficult because we have keyboards. That's the obstacle right now. I mean the practical obstacle, right? How to transform letters if we have like this Windows letters kind of symbols for everybody. That's how thought gets destroyed. That's how writing never happens. Remember Derrida, you know, this French guy, defined writing. Who knows how he defined writing?
Who is this?
Derrida. That's the way I pronounce it. I don't know if that's wrong. I think so, right?
I don't know.
Don't worry. I noticed you said like.
Oh, I know, but I don't know what it said.
Right. Somebody has a hint on that. He defined writing as transgression. Writing meant changing discourse, pre-existing discourse. So for him, writing wasn't putting letters. We wrote. For example, a painter can write if he/she changes painting. Only if there's a change, there's a transgression, then he says that's writing. If not, if I, for example, repeat what another philosopher said, that's not writing. Writing for him meant changing, transforming, modifying. And that's, I think, a very elemental but very useful definition of writing for us. And so I return to what we were discussing, letters, you know. Writing begins with letters. So this is like something we need like to really understand and not like consume today. Like, okay, I heard these ideas and tomorrow I will consume another person's ideas. What do I mean? These ideas refer to work. We need to there are only a few ideas, right? Really simple ideas. To write, to transform, to receive pre-structure, to be aware of it, and to change it. We can have thousands of names to describe that simple process. But we need to understand that process. That's why I didn't want to look at your project. To leave it as a process. You started to do that. I began talking again. And the process continued. Instead of having an exercise, stop. That's fragmentation, right? I'm now talking, and you're talking also inside of you. Maybe I say an idea and a word, and you separate. That's the way. That's how we invent. We return to at different times. This is one time. This is one universe. If you keep listening to me, we get into an intersoul. The moment you stop listening, you return to your own universe. And the policeman in me, he's getting distracted. Distracted. Return. Because I want to control him. Do you get it? So, no police. No police. We need to, what we do, that's the right turn. That was called protrepticon.
I'm gonna write in Spanish. This is a protréctica, which meant taking a step forward, but inside of you, like a turn inside of me. So other traditions that symbol this with the eyes turning back, right? That's how we get away from intersoul. And as writers, radical writers, we need to get away from intersoul. When these universes separate, that meant we achieve another spiritual state. We achieve evolution, mutation. Right now, intersoul. At the moment, we separate, different universes appear, and each one is her, his own universe, instead of sharing intersome with others. Once we share intersome, co-control happens. Police. That the same with letters. Co-control. They co-control each other. So we, in two levels, right? At the spiritual level, understanding level, like a definition of ourselves, we're working toward becoming more wise, more profound, more radical, and at the same time, a very simple level, letters. Both of them get connected. I write in a new way, my mind changes. My mind changes, I write in a new way. So we are working in two levels. At the level of change, transforming mind, and transforming very simple thing, right? Letters. And once we are aware of that, we move to the next level. What's the next level? Right here, the next level is more difficult to define. What's the next level after letters?
Beyond perceptions.
Okay.
Of letters.
Beyond perception of letters? Okay. Yeah. That's a way to say it, yeah.
I was thinking of the capital I, the top and the bottom,
mm-hmm.
They sort of delineate the line, the linear progression of the letters. Mm-hmm. Like, it's sort of like arrows kind of pointing. And these are the parameters. You know, the letters will not come out of these two horizontal lines.
Okay.
So maybe it has to do with, like you were saying,
oh.
It has to do with the way that the writing goes left to right, well, in English. And,
mm-hmm.
Spanish, you know, it goes left to right, and then I was thinking of like Asian writing, which you know, like Japanese, which goes this way.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's like looking at the spatial parameters of where the letters, how you put the letters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right. This is like the control, right? Like keep inside of it. Keep inside of me. Yeah, if I was like this, again, I would have no problem with that. Yeah? Because we need to, like, we need to understand what's the primordial space. Primordial space is called in different languages in different ways. Uranus,
in Greek, or we have a primordial space. We have a very simple, this is called,
I think this is a word for it. Maybe it has a name.
Look for it. In English, I'm not too sure. Quincunce in Spanish. So this is like a, we can do like this also, okay? We can adapt it to it, to this. This is also, okay, like a pyramid, the top of it, and on the other side, the bottom of it. Okay? The Spanish didn't understand this. Indians told them this is the model of the universe. This is how this place is. So Spanish said, oh, so these guys are saying to us that Earth is like horizontal and like this. Right? They didn't have it. It was really obvious. They had even pyramids to understand that. No understanding there, no profundity there. So this is a simple representation of a space, the space of a letter, the space of a seed, any space, the space of sex, the space of mind. This is just a drawing, just a representation, a very simple one that Indian cultures, even in this side, the United States and to the south, they all share this cosmogramma, this cosmogram, right? Is that a word? They all share this model of space, time, space. Okay, so I'm gonna actually explain it really in a very easy way. This is where I can write a letter. So I'm gonna explain it. This is why I want to explain this in a very simple way. We by symbols, thanks to some symbols, we all of us know that the East represents what? In terms of cycles.
The sun.
Exactly, where the sun is born. So this is the first day of our visible life. This is where we reach. This is like, for example, the eye. Okay? This is the highest. That's why the eye is how the eye is. Right? And this sun, the west, for example, like the west accident, right? Which I like to write. You already know why, right? Okay. So this is the phase we are now going through as a planet. That's why the West isn't just a geographic Europe and the United States. It's a worldly phase of our transition. This is the place, time, we are now going through. And this place consists of what process is taking place here?
Like a decline.
Exactly. This is where the sun, the light, after reaching its highest point, this is why you have a Mexican guy here right now, because the West is declining, right? We used to be the other way. The West teaching us how to rise. Now the West, right?
So then what happens next?
Oh, a good question. Good question. Good question. Great question. That's why I'm here.
Okay.
Right? To teach myself what's next in my universe. Right? And if we are here together, it means all of us share this state. Other people came yesterday, they weren't in this state. So, because we share a state, we are learning from each other. Because we are right now here. And your question is, what's next? What's next?
I better flip that thing over.
Exactly. we're entering, one word, the underworld, the night, the unconscious. I like to call this the Indian region, because this is where Mesoamerican cultures and nomads from the north of Mexico were experts on. How can I say that in English? This is a cuadrante in Spanish.
Quadrant?
Mm-hmm. Okay, quadrant, right.
Like area?
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Our cultures were experts on describing what happens here. For example, the Popol Vuh, please read it. Please read it. The Popol Vuh refers to the journey.
How do you spell that?
Huh?
How do you spell that?
Okay. Oh. Depends on the translator. Describes the journey of two gemelos, two twins, to look for the bones, pre-structure, to look for the bones of their ancestors. So, maíz, gets born again, which is a symbol of man, of man. So in order to reborn, they needed to, the twins needed to travel and to complete the journey. From maize, corn, to reappear.
Like rebirth?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is the process. Every instant repeats. This is the pattern. At one moment, we need to get free of this pattern. Because this is also a symbol, this is also a cycle, this is also something we should repeat.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how is this different from the Judeo-Christian idea of rebirth and regeneration? That's a trap also. this sort of seems similar.
Mm-hmm.
How do you...
What do you think? Yeah. You are already saying it, so.
I don't know, because this seems like, it seems to make sense cosmically, you know, that everything has to have a cycle and go round and round.
But that's when I look at it here, when I think of it in terms of, you know, the Popol Vuh, then I think, oh, that's cool, you know, we're going to go to the underworlds. Mm-hmm. But when I think of it in terms of, like, Judeo-Christian, I think, yeah, I think that's bad. You know, that's it's a lie and it's a trap to keep. That's why we have revolutions. That's why, you know, we keep going over and round and round.
Remember Christ?
Yeah.
Yeah? The man is slayed by a symbol. So this is, we need to understand this is happening. Like, this is our pre-structure. Imagine we didn't know this. We would be a slave for it. Not knowing what happens. So, first stage, to understand it. This is happening. At every second, at every day, every week, every month, the Mayan had calculations on this. They call that system key. They understand. Klevnikov says it too. I understood the loss of time, he says. Right? Like the fourth page you have. And I already know the loss of time. I am in control of them. The Mayan knew them also. They knew how this cycle repeats in nature, and they had calculations on it that even the NASA consulted. You can read that. That's not a New Age rumor or something. The Mayan knew, had a system of observation so careful that observing nature, they understood that. Observing that, they understood nature. So they had charts on cycles. So this is what is happening every instant. But this is also enslavement.
I'm not sure I really understand what that's representing.
Okay, who can explain? Good question. Take it as an exercise of time.
It seems to me just like birth and death, basically. I mean, very simple terms. I don't know how to elaborate on that too much more, but that's, I mean, it's like the circle of, you know, dying, growing up. I mean, is that, yeah.
Not one time, right?
Over and over and over.
Over and over.
Yeah.
Like samsara, right?
What does this relate to?
Everything.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, it could also be like a person, like you're born. Because that makes me think Shakespeare, you know, all world stage. And then, like, people have their times in their lives. Like, so that's, the East would be you're born, you go to, like, middle age, right? So that beginning part is, like, growing up. You're, like, the big eye, like, you know, 45, 50, whatever. And then you die, right? You go old, and you go to the West, and you die. And then you go to heaven, hell, wherever. There's, like, something, the line is, like, life below, it's, like, death. And then it starts over again, and you do whatever the death journey is, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And you do it again, right? Like, you're born again, you live, you die. But it could also be, like, a city, or, like...
How does this relate to one?
Okay. This is... Ask me, because I can take the explanation to here, according to your questions, but I can take it to here. So I have no plan where the class is going to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you, according to your own interest, you ask me to go to a certain direction, right? I'm chaotic. Chaotic? Chaotic?
Mm-hmm.
I'm chaotic. Yeah. So, for example, I'm going to give it real simple. This is most, 90% of novels are about this place. No, I would say this place. How a character and destroys itself, comes into a crisis. Because once you enter here, this quadrant, crisis. This is, look, fall. This is like an inferno.
Why is that?
Look, the sun enters into the world of shadows,
obscurity.
Not knowing what. Scary.
Panic.
Panic.
Like getting into a depression.
For example, yeah, getting depressed.
I'm gonna draw another one here.
Getting depressed.
Is that
that falling?
Or like giving birth?
Yeah. No way. Look,
the journey.
No way. Mm-hmm. The depression is this, not accepting that the next thing you need to do is to go into the underworld. It's like security, right? Like this is like. So for somebody to get out of depression, they need to fall down. They need to get worse.
I think that it's really interesting that we think of, like, especially the underworld as being depressing and, like, death and, like, rebirth. Is that downfall being, like, a depressive force?
Yeah.
You know? Because if you look at it, like in a systems thinking type perspective, you know, there's, like, positive and negative feedback. You need that whole thing for it to sustain itself. Mm-hmm. So it's all, like, pretty, you know, I mean, you need it all. Sort of, I guess. At least in thinking those terms. So, I mean, I just think it's really bad that, like, that you would think that, like, I mean, thinking that obviously, I mean, like, the underworld would be like the negative feedback, but that's just necessarily like a really dark and dismal thing, and that, like, that's somehow programmed in your heads.
Yeah, exactly.
It should be.
You're completely right. This, all of it is necessary. All of it is necessary. What happens to us is we stay on a certain stage of it, on a certain quadrant of it. We fly on it instead of completing the cycle and at one point having another type of cycle. But because we don't complete it, because we stay, we don't want to accept that the next is. We stay on accident. This is where, like, criticism, intellectual discussion states. You have the knowledge, the highest knowledge. For example, American universities give you this. Mexican ones, some of them don't give you this. Because they don't have the info, right? Some of them do, some of them give you this one. Right? The universities give us this. And what we do is we get a job in a university, we don't complete the journey, we started to become a writer, to become somebody radical. We get safety, security, and we stay in this problem. I was saying, this is where the novel takes place. And this is where some poetry, for example, romantic poetry, German, French, especially German and French, romantic poetry, takes place. The Popol Vuh takes place here. Rimbaud, Baudelaire, you know, all you can start to recognize when you read somebody, when you read a certain book, a certain phrase. Not it's not only about a one book, but it's also about one word, one phrase, right? You're going to start to recognize to what region of space-time, primordial space-time, it refers to. Obviously, a great book, a great poem is situated where? Travels where?
Throughout the whole spectrum.
Exactly. A one page or more ambitious. One verse, one phrase, one sentence. More ambitious.
Do you think there's a word?
A word that travels throughout. More ambitious.
Letter.
A letter. Yeah. Forget about that. And let's remember what we do. Where do you write? We are just talking about two right now. Each one of us, trust your tree structure, what your tree structure is going to tell you. Where do you write?
I would love to say that I write from like down there, because that would be really cool, but uh-huh. I'm all up in that W.
Okay,
so
about great. That That's the awareness is where wisdom is born, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I think, I guess I would. I write history.
You write history?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know really what that means as far as how to translate that into that. I don't know.
I think you, maybe, I don't know. Like, I have the sense that you write.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think.
Uh-huh. You look for the origins of things, how things started, right?
Yeah.
And then, okay, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Lately I've been writing between the top left and the bottom left.
Top left?
I wouldn't have thought, yeah, like I wrote about that surprisingly recently.
Top left? No, this
bottom,
left?
Well, oh.
What's the left for you?
Bottom left and top left, sort of between the two.
Okay. Draw the region, the specific. Draw the way you write.
Oh, sort of. Like there.
Okay.
Between these two.
Okay. Okay.
I think. I mean. Okay. Lately in
my. So okay. So right that key. A king cup, right?
Like there.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
What sense does it make for you?
Well, I wrote a scene a while ago. Well, I mean, not recently, about Lorca and Buñuel and how Lorca is like about to die, and I didn't even think about it, but. It's basically about his journey from the living world to the underworld.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Though you're avoiding this, which is good.
Avoiding.
This point. This.
Yeah, all the edges she's avoiding. She's not touching any edge.
Yeah.
She's like right.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you see in this? On her journey.
It's sharp, like it's really going down, like it's barely in the like living world. It's just like a direct fall, like a graceful, like just like exit, or like a free fall almost.
Okay.
Away for arrows.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. What do you see on that?
Well, I was just thinking it's cool that she's writing about the sky going through the world.
Okay. And yeah. if you see this drawing, then forget about like her or. What does it say?
Can I answer?
No. No, you're gonna answer.
Okay.
Downfall?
Downfall? Okay. What does it say to you?
Are you talking about the one on the left there? Or is that what you're talking about? Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say, like a downfall, like this dive into like some sort of, abyss or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Abyss.
Yeah.
A shortcut.
A shortcut.
Oh yeah.
Hey, don't transform comments on a way to downplay what you do.
Yeah. No.
No. Just to, because this is great, not the usual. This is different. Mm-hmm. There's no wrong way. Mm-hmm. Even if I stay here, but if I know I'm doing that instead of being the slave of that cycle without even knowing and writing the same short story for years. That's a problem. So there's no wrong or no. Okay, what does it say to you?
She's sort of just right on the head, like just going into unknown territory, and like that's a good thing. Like
okay,
she's just there. She's just, you know, seeing it and starting to play around and go into it.
Yeah. And when I listen to you, when I listen to me, it's really obvious we need to develop a whole vocabulary, a whole like definitions, notions to describe and to understand what happens all over. Even to divide it in, you know, to like understand it better, because this is like, remember, this is what? This is the top of, and at the same time, the bottom of the pyramid. So this is the center. This is why it is called King Kunze.
Five.
So we have this four obvious, and then this one, which is really interesting, which is the key, right? You can see that all over throughout Mexico. We have at some point 150 cultures, languages, not dialects, languages. And all of them, and the north, south of America, of America, United States, in South America, all of them, you can find this image all over, different. Different shapes, etc. So, this is like the place, this point is like the place they consider. No, don't go. Right? What do you see, like now, with all of this added?
There's a lot more to think about.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was just thinking about the movement around, but
which also happens. I
mean, right.
Yeah.
But yeah, there, I mean, it's like a little mandala, like the little worlds in each one.
Exactly. This is a mandala. Exactly. This is the same model from another culture, explained in a whole different way. But the same. This is the same. The crowns. This is the same as the crowns. I don't like the crowns. But that's why the guy needed to. Yeah. This is all basic Buddhism, you know. The will of river, yeah? And to stop it. Who else wants to? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who else wants to, like?
I want to make a comment about looking at her representation. I saw also like a transgression of the original cycle. Like the movement could be like an spiral, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. And I think so.
So the circles could be smaller each time. Smaller until you reach the center, and then you can get out of the cycle by reaching the center.
Okay.
Like as if you're climbing up on top of the
other pyramid.
And then when you get on the top,
you can
looking at her.
Yeah. How can this be useful for you as writers?
As you started drawing that, and would you say mandala or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking you. And off what you said, you don't even have to. You can go. You don't even have to go around. You can maybe go from the top there to over there.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't. Like, and maybe in terms of writing, like you don't have to go from like someone's birth to someone's death. Like you're writing like a story. Like you could jump around. Like I could start anywhere and end anywhere. Right. So I could start in the middle and like jump straight to the right. And that could be the end, or that could be the beginning, or I could just keep going back and forth. Or not, or even like I love that image of circling on that line to get to the middle, like what's that?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, like
you
can
great.
Start anywhere, it could be like one
yeah.
fragment.
Great.
I was thinking about how a lot of stories need tragedy
mm-hmm.
to make the story kind of have its pull, and I was thinking that curves sort of correspond to the downfall thinking.
Exactly.
Sort of like going down and having this kind of like mindset that's already kind of you already have this mindset because a lot of writers stick to a certain mindset to get published.
Yeah, great comment. This region's Western literature, we know this. There's nothing wrong with it. I think writers that do this, great. But if we notice, I'm sure like 80% of us write about this region. I bet the ones that are more like intellectual, we move here. Poetry, I said earlier, here. Novel, here. Essays, ideas, here. So,
what about that one?
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Exactly. These two, and mostly this one, are the regions we need to explore. Even write letters. What letter touches this one?
Q.
Okay.
G.
The baby G.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you. Let's keep okay. Two. What do you notice in both of them?
You don't want to put the stick on the bottom of the cube like this. Like this. The cube.
Okay.
You
know?
Okay. Because that makes it different, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, hold on. You're gonna
that one, that's a G. Look at this one. Look at this is the Q.
Uh-huh.
This is the G. It's pointing, if you do it like this,
uh-huh.
It's going in different directions. Oh, wait. Yeah. It's going in different directions, right? Is it,
yeah.
This one's going that way. This one's going that way.
Okay.
It matters, I think.
Don't
you think?
Yeah. That's great. I don't. My mind's going another way, so I want to. This is like. Right? This is like the newborn. Right. That's the line. They go. Like the nine months. Different ways of experiencing the 9 months, the underworld. There are letters that really scared letters that maybe they travel a lot, but they don't touch the underground. Right? So each letter is a representation, I said yesterday, remember? Of what? Each letter is in a specific way, I said, I think. Of?
Restructure?
Oh, yeah. Of how? Attention. Of how energy flows. Each letter is a representation and a specific way on how energy conducts, travels. A different way of energy flowing. So each letter represents how energy travels. I even said something about the body, I think.
Mm-hmm.
How Kyle was like trapping. Because I'm angry at my males. And they were oppressive to my females. So I like to hang it. So this is how I don't permit the energy to flow. So the energy gets trapped, you know? So each letter is a certain way how energy flows. If you write your name, you are describing your process. You are describing chapters of a novel. You got it? You can do a novel with your name. And each chapter is going to be about what? Write your name. You have two names, you have
first
two names, maybe. Huh?
First and last name, or just first name?
You choose. Or another idea. You're gonna tell me what your novels are. Another idea. You have five characters. Each one of them already has a story. And you construct, build the interzone. The five of them share. You have a poem also, right? You have a poem there. It's that I was saying yesterday. You need to start like, writing from your previous structure. Because that's what you know about. I mean, that's what you... And what you don't know about, instead of writing of something you imagine is outside, because there's no outside. But to be like radical, the word radical comes from root. So being radical
means it, Marx loved to say that. Means to go to the root, to make the protrepticon, make the journey from capitalism, from universities, listening to get over with universities, with the waiting for information to happen, you know, and to stop listening in that sense, right? And to start listening. Okay, so who wants to tell you what's your novel about? Looking. I'm writing since a long time ago. I have three novels, but right now I'm writing a novel called ironically, Señor H. Mr. H. I have this chapter. Took me like 100 pages to write that chapter. That's like a very important one. That's why, Señor H. How does it begin? Now tell me about your novels. Who wants to come here and explain me? Obviously, this is coming. This is just being realized, right? There's no like, I have the story. No. So whoever comes here is gonna make up. Maybe I'm gonna get it. I don't know. I have it from here to here, then from there I don't know.
Okay, so all I really thought about was the beginning, and that's the S is trying to slip away from behind a crucifix, but the eyes are always watching, so it can never actually leave. And
Great! Stop! That's great. That's great. You have even the chapters, right?
No, I just kind of looked at it as like a whole thing and just.
Do you have the chapters?
Chapters?
Yeah. Look at each letter.
Okay. Yeah.
You have 5 chapters there. The last 3 refer to the eyes who are always looking. Yeah. You have going to have 3 chapters about how that character, which is him or her, mm-hmm. You said hides?
Yeah, it hides. Yeah, it's hiding from the eyes, I guess.
Yeah, and you said something about this.
It's a crucifix.
Yeah. So, you're going to describe it, that first chapter? Is a he or she or?
I thought of it all as all male. So
okay. Yeah. Sure. You're gonna describe this male, who is like this, who is living in that moment this process. First chapter, describing this character who is living this process. Next chapter, you're gonna describe what that means.
Seems like some sort of, I don't know, well, I mean, traditionally in my mind it'd be some sort of oppressive force, I guess, you know.
It looks oppressive next to the S.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I saw it too.
Yeah.
Look, he's bigger. He is a lot bigger than that.
but maybe he feels this is bigger. It's not. Look, you need to look carefully. Right? You need to look at the letters. To be concrete, like the Brazilians, to be a concrete, to see concrete things, not ideas. Even this. Right? It's like maybe he's getting pregnant of something. I don't know. A project, a love, I don't know. But because maybe, I don't know, he's like this, he's living this. Right? Or you decide that no, he's living this. And maybe he's getting pregnant. He needs to go there, right? He can't. Why? Maybe because he's trapped. Maybe because he's trapped. I don't know. That's yeah. So they no. So the story continues, and look at the letters. You're gonna look at the letters.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know why we want to go here because, you know, the eyes are there. Why don't you want to go here? You know, and like maybe even stay down here, and maybe they'd be okay with that because they can't get them there.
Exactly.
You know, or yeah. Something like that.
Great.
That's like a sneak attack or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because they are looking that way, so maybe if he did come all the way over here, then he could just live there happily ever after.
Yeah, but he can't. Look, the story continues.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and that's part of this character. What you said? Listen to yourself. That what you said in this last minutes, uh-huh. It's the description of this of him. He thinks he can stay there and. The place feels comfortable. He's under a fantasy. But that character consists of the fantasy. That character consists of the fantasy that he can stay there. Uh-huh. This is the description of his fantasy. How his fantasy works. That's why it's literature. You're going to describe a fantasy. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. How does it continue?
How does it continue?
There's a lot.
Is that where it is now? Right there?
Maybe, yeah. Because
yeah, that's just maybe it wants to get here. But this person isn't paying attention to him because it's too enamored with being his.
Yeah, brother. Okay. Great. Look.
Yeah, because they're too busy, like, worshipping the sun.
No. Where do you see the sun?
Oh, I think it's the snow.
No. Don't correct that. No, you're gonna accept. But it
okay,
came.
Cool.
Look the difference. Look. Look. What is the difference between these two?
Well, this one has a much bigger dot on it.
So there's a bigger what in his life, in his world?
Bigger dreams.
Yeah, for example. Yeah. So in this chapter.
He can't see.
Okay, great. He can't see. There's no eye. There's no eye. He loses. And it must be because of this spiders. Yeah.
It's like it blew out that eye.
Huh?
It looks like it blew out the eye over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's coming for the other ones, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, it looks like a spider.
It's no good.
Right? You can, for example, you're going to work and you can, for example, research on spiders. This is not a spider, in my mind it's a spider. I would research about spiders, I would, all that research, put that into the into that chapter, for example. This is about work, right? You're going to have a process, you're going to describe. As writers, we always need to describe the processes which are taking place. So first, you need to know what process you're describing. Yeah. If not, I have the page. Trying to be less anxious. Okay. I'm a slave of the process. The process is taking place, but I don't know what the process is. So I create anxiety. That's where drugs or alcohol enters. I need to calm down the anxiety. So for no anxiety to exist, for relax to exist, you have the process already given to you. So you can work months on this, even work on this, do it. Work. Not nightmare. Not being afraid. What's next? What's next? Describe. Describe what? That's the question. What are you going to describe? You need to know what are you going to describe. And look, there's great freedom in this. For example, I'm giving you an example, a very simple example, using your name. But it can be about drawings, or it can be about looking at that. We can write just to write that story, or to write the poem, the story, or whatever, the play, whatever, of this. Look. So you're gonna write a poem. You're gonna look at the shapes. You're gonna pay attention to the processes taking place in this form, to how the energy flows. Right? That's what's called in every tradition: attention, seeing, hunting. Real easy, right? No anxiety. No anxiety. Look, he went to the next level. He found like words inside, right? End it. Maybe here, and later you can end it.
Do you want me to end it right now?
End this. Yeah, continue. Please continue.
Okay. Okay, so they have bigger dreams, and then he eventually, his dreams get bigger, and he realizes that in order to be a better person, he has to cut off his meandering ways, so he cuts this part off of himself and becomes this. And suddenly, this becomes much smaller. And then it's just him.
Look, isn't that wonderful? I mean, right? He saw, I wasn't seeing this. He saw this.
And the C and the S, yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. He like cuts himself off and then turns himself around.
And he took a big risk. He's touching here a region, because this doesn't refer to
the traditional, it, from what he said, it doesn't refer to it. This is a rebirth, right? He's being reborn, right? So he traveled maybe here or maybe there. Right? He's doing another, right? I don't know. He needs like to. You're gonna have to. You're gonna devise. You're gonna think about how this. Where are you going to? What was it? This was it? To me, this is beautiful. But this is me. Yeah. No, this is. To me, this is beautiful. But would imply how the character, a big part of the character, stays in this. Yeah, this is okay. This is the tormented visionary poetry quadrant where visions happen. And Artaud, for example, Baudelaire, Rimbaud. All got trapped there. No revert. No, they went. They didn't mourn again. They even stopped writing. They right. They ended their life. Kerouac. Do you remember Kerouac's life? Throwing a knife or something.
That was Burroughs.
Works.
Yeah.
No, but Kerouac's at his mother. Right. Because those guys are really strong writers, those radical writers from all over the world. We most we get depressed. Those guys. But because they have no teachings on how to travel inside the underworld, there's no Western tradition about that. The closest psychoanalysis, Jungian, the closest, right? So you need to learn, read that. Plenty of books, and they're not over here. Plenty of books about that. I saw them yesterday. So, this is the poetry downfall. All those guys stayed here. They didn't reach the lowest point. Because once you reach the lowest point, you start to fly inside the underworld. Okay? This is very important. Very simple, eh? Very simple, but very important. You need to learn to fly inside the underworld. This is like where shamans, when in your life you reach this, you got to this point of time, space, and psychic, primordial time-space region, you encounter parts of yourself, you're journeying in your soul, and you encounter shamans, which are really you. So in this part is where you learn to fly, inside the night. And so, because he said at the end that he is himself, that means he reached. And look, for example, look at the distance. That is part of your of the process. It got bigger. So, okay. What happens here? Explain to me. What happens here?
Look, remember, in terms of letters, in terms of stories, poems, we haven't spoken about poetry today much, about like, we have concentrated more like how this can be applied to stories, right? Explain to me, as writers, not as students or fic that fantasy. As writers, explain to me what happens in this region of space-time.
That's where you you organize, or I organize, to begin to create. So the left side one is where everything is. The left side one is where you go down and everything is scattered, everything is unknown, everything is fragmented, and so it's you have to take a risk to jump in there.
Mm-hmm.
Here, once you reach here, and there's a lot of pain, there's a lot of suffering. Once you reach here, that's when you the hunting you're talking about. That's when you start to gather all these things together, and you start to make sense, some kind of sense out of them. Start like that in order to create something new. So you talk about bringing the two, different things together. So you have a new thing here. That's where you get to the point of creation. So this is like really, you have to go through a really scary part where you're, seeing all these things and finding them and bringing them together. And then here's where you start to make something out of them. And then, like you said, that's the corn, grows here. So that's where the creation starts to happen.
How did he know all of that? How did he know all of that?
Because he's lived it.
Thousands of times. We know this. We are experts on this. For example, this is like the 9 months. He knows it. This is where the opposite. Right? This is sterile. Suffering, pain. This is the creative.
I think it's
creature.
A lot of mistakes down in the bottom part though too. Like even where you're collecting. Oh, okay. I'm just saying, like even okay, so this part is like the pain and the, like all these things being thrown at you, right? But then here is still you're still down here. So you're still making a lot of mistakes, even though you're trying to put things together, but like you're still here. So it's not like it's not here. Like that's the difference, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The mistakes.
Yeah, don't go.
Yeah, but I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And we didn't get a break.
Oh, do you want a break?
I just have to go to the bath.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Do the rest of you want a break? No? Lunch?
What is lunch? Is lunch at 12? Okay.
Do you want time?
Tell me.
I'm going to take that as a no.
Just run.
Okay. Let's take 10 minutes. This could also be applied to, like, we need to be like creative, right? We need to be like play games, all the time as writers. This could be applied to like, I have an essay to present on Borges, on a short story by Borges. Okay, I just take the name Borges. I'm gonna describe what Borges means. This can be, okay, and I'm referring right now to letters, right? Words, phrases. Pages. But I like to. But this is a part that we're going to forget. If I change subject right now, next subject, and so nothing happens. We need to like remember to start with letters. If you stay and meditate upon letters, your whole career as writers is it's already resolved. Which is something difficult to accept, right? Because we want to suffer. It's really easy. No, that cannot be. It's more difficult. I need to suffer. I don't need to suffer.
Wait, if we meditate on what are
letters?
Oh, okay.
This is the way we, as a society, represent processes of how energy flows. This is the way we chose to represent how we break time. Time, what I call time, is no division. Here, this is how we divide that flow, energy, whatever you want to call that. How we turn time into space. That's what literature writing does, which is not the best thing, in my opinion, to do. The best thing would be not to stop time, king, whatever you want to call it. But we stop, that's reality. We stop, we cut, we fragment reality. And how we fragment reality? Letters. We can see it in letters. Right? He's on. Kay is sick. He's like going. He's doing the journey inside letters, inside words. Right? You can even come out and you can. Yes. Eve, etc., 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 etc.
You know how sometimes little kids, like when they're like third grade, fourth grade, they'll make the I but with a star instead of a dot, or like a heart. Sometimes the girls make a heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Why do you think they do that?
Oh, well, okay. Instead of having this authoritarian, steady fix, they have a brighter sun. Or they have received their understanding, their mind, it's united with, not yet divided with the heart. Like Tonan and Tayoli are like.
What do you think about a writer, this feminist writer was talking about when they make the heart, the young girls, they make it because they're realizing that they're women, and the heart kind of looks,
okay, you said it.
What do you think is that has some credibility?
Well, to me it has a lot of sense, makes a lot of sense. Maybe the best ideas to write and do handwriting, which is more difficult maybe than
is there a difference in sort of the flow of energy or the story that's told when it's print or when it's cursive?
Changes a lot.
Completely,
yes. But like for example, in English, listen to the word story. Like store up. Stories. Like stories are trapped. Even the body, okay? Artaud said that in the body, you have stories. For example, I discovered, thanks to a guy, I discovered that when I touched it, cried. And images start to appear in my head. Exactly. So stories, another source of stories. Letters, my name, the body. Yesterday I talked about the body. He's telling stories all the time. So we need to look for the points. I do this when I'm like thinking. And I realize I have this like a baby. So when I like need to like relax, so I can just touch in my body, I can images of me being a kid. When I'm writing a novel on my being childhood. Hear it. And the images start to appear. The stories are start to appear. So. Okay. And I accept the story. So that's another thing. We need, like the next level, the body. It's the first one. But it's really the first one. Like look for the places where the stories are told. Talk about in cold. There are many psychologists again, Mexican thinkers, therapists have this like way of working also. With that stories. Arto called it emotional athleticism.
Athleticism.
Mm-hmm. Emotional. To look, he wrote an essay on the theater, and it's double. I think it's the last essay. Mm-hmm. How to teach actors to locate emotions. He said emotions. I like to call them demotions. Because an emotion is an abstracted story. A story happened to me, something happened to me, an event, an experience, and it got trapped. And I'm living in a lot of times. That's what we call emotion. Emotion. An emotion is a story, an abstracted story. And when it repeats one night, the story repeats, I live the same emotion. And the other way around also. If I feel happy, remember my example yesterday? Happy. Oh, happiness. And then that emotion turns into a story. Every time I feel happy, remember my example? What happens to me?
Well, you get sad because you're like, it's not going to last.
And, exactly.
Yeah, something bad has to happen.
So my emotion, happiness in me, there's a story, there's a structure. So please pay a lot of attention to your mind right now. You need to locate the points of your body where the emotions, stories are, and get to know how those emotions, demotions, demons from the past work, how they start, what happens, how they end, how they interact, how they interrupt and continue with another story, another emotion that goes. So you have there a process which can become an aphorism, a poem, right? What are you thinking right now? We have, say, 9 minutes to like recapitulate today. This is like this last part has been briefer than, and it's as important or much more important than the part about letters. Body, locate points. This is a symbol. But I even needed to do this, to the symbol. or yesterday, the cat. Right? The cat needed to be here. He came to a new symbol. So this is a symbol. Inside these symbols, many symbols. So once we locate a symbol, transform it into another set of symbols. That's how pre-structure is going to be like given away. I have a symbol. I can tell the story of this symbol. I will locate symbols inside here. And once I locate another symbol, I will break, tell the story of that symbol. And each element will transform into another whole set of symbols, like fission, not fusion. Fusion works at the beginning. And then when fusion works, fission happens, disintegration. So that's how we end empire. We give up. We count, break. Like give. Writing is like gift giving. And it can also be gathering. You can choose what to do as writers. To gather, that's what 90% of writers do. That's the conventional. We know how to gather.
Hunters can gather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you all give it all away. And because it's infinite, it's never going to stop. You can describe this one way of a story happening all over again. Or you can start to find new stories, new process to describe. And because there are infinite symbols in you, you're gonna die writing. There's no anxiety. There's no end to it.
Plus, you keep on living, right? So you still keep having it. Hopefully, you keep experiencing things, so that creates more points, more histories into your body, right?
Yeah. And you if you don't want to today. Look at yourself, okay, right. If you never want to do that, you have acidia. Acidia is not too the capacity to look into you. But if I have look into me and today just want to write something, I can write on that. I can go to Tijuana. I can go downtown. I can meet a person. I can run on that. Right? Because it's the beginning, it needs to be right? Protreptical. If not, there's no. This is the night. This is like going inside. When we refuse to do that, we suffer in this. And because we don't do this, we all suffer here. When we do this, because our societies don't teach us to do this. We could do this in a fiesta, in a euphoric way. But because we don't know how to do it, we suffer. We don't need to suffer. But that's reality, we suffer. Yeah, that's how we begin. You cannot see that and then... No. You need to take the jump. And at the beginning of your career as writers, and then you can do that and take the jump. Because in universities, they teach us to do that. To write on. Or to learn from techniques. Repetition. Or what to do and not to do. And that changes every 10 years, right? That has no end. It depends on the authorities, depends on what totalitarianism rules universities or society or whatever. So that's their own experience, that's how they repeat. For 4 decades, they are saying that creation is blah, blah, the same. Haven't renovated their discourse. So that's their problem. How I can renovate my discourse
universities as totalitarian, as like kind of conformist, like they just like tell you what to think.
Yeah, look, in my experience, in my society, like an A, yes, a 10. You begin this, and you end up like this. Capitalism. Right? We should invent this letter. Or maybe this letter. Right? And yours, right? An A. The same goal, right? Explain this to me. Totalitarian, because you deposit your knowledge on him or her and then wait for them.
You're not necessarily just depositing your knowledge, mm-hmm. you're learning.
Yeah.
And that, there's something wrong with that?
If you believe that that comes from the outside, not wrong, but...
From the outside as in from your teacher?
Yeah. Or books, or cultures, then authors.
You think there's something wrong with, like, getting something from outside yourself? You think no. Everything should come from within?
Everything comes from within.
Well,
the other is just a fantasy.
If everything came from within, then we could be completely ignorant, because if everything came from just yourself, then you wouldn't know anything outside of yourself.
No. That's a fantasy.
What is a fantasy?
There's an outside.
There is an outside? What do you mean by that?
That you, all of you, what you see is you, your mind.
So you think that people outside of you are actually inside of you?
Yeah.
Is that like a Buddhist thought?
For example, a Mesoamerican thought. A lot of religions know that. The Greeks, Parmenides, knew that.
So when something comes from within, it's also coming from outside you?
Exactly.
So then what is the difference between something outside of you going within you if it's the same thing?
If you think that it comes from outside, you live in a fantasy.
So then technically you're ignorant because you think outside of yourself and everything is within you. But if everything is within you, then it's also without you. So wouldn't it be the same thing?
Yeah, if you know it.
Okay.
I can be at the United States and wake up tomorrow and think I'm in Mexico. And start to listen to people in English. And, oh, English is getting to Mexico. I'm the only one who remembers our rules. Even the food, look, this is American food. I'm living in a fantasy.
Because
and I don't realize this is the United States.
Just because you think you're in Mexico?
Yeah.
Why do you think you're in Mexico?
Like, what do you think I'm Mexico?
Yeah, like, why would you think?
Because I like fantasies. Because I like fantasies. I like to live in fantasies instead of living in reality. It's all about, like, right? We as writers work with fantasies. Our danger is to stay in fantasies. As writers, we don't travel this region of space-time. Because we stay being writers. To get to this side, we need to. If we come and describe these processes, we're no longer just writers.
So you're kind of taking letters and using them as pictures to represent the way we interpret the way we write?
For example? Yes, yes, yes. Don't pay attention to me. I'm a Mexican lost writer. My culture has messed up my man. You know, too many cultures. Stupid. Stupid comes from being stupid fact. Is that what it is? too many messages coming from within. The pre-structure is like, and you become stupid. That is what when you open the door, you need to be like prepared. If you're not prepared, like a tank, like an ocean, you get drowned. Even in this, you get lost, drugs, whatever. So once you get there, dangerous place, once you get there, wisdom, how to cure yourself, shamanism. Each culture has its own way of becoming shamanic. Each. Hundreds of methods to do that. And because, for example, you and me come from broken lineages of shamanism, it's all gone. Nobody teaches me that. It's here. So I see, if I want to reestablish, for example, if I want to reestablish Mexican shamanism from the north of Mexico, I need to go here. Okay, here now. Or the shamans who are alive are doing it for Americans. So I need to look for them here. The traces of them are here.
In your mind?
In my mind, in dreams.
In your spirituality?
Once you start to do this, Sometimes, just go to bed, I wake up, I have an essay, I have messages, I spoke with my grandfather, sometimes I, Indian words that I don't know, and I then look at the dictionaries, and they are there. Because they repeat so much that got into my cryptogenetic element. So if I want to reestablish the knowledge of how to leave this process, to complete this process, I have to look inside. And also, I can look for sources who describe how in their culture, in their experience, they did this. But the main sources, inside.
You're not looking for sources to, that's what you're talking about, like the university too, like you're not looking for sources to just consume.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for sources to help.
There's
your
a purpose.
Own journey.
There's a purpose.
Looking inside yourself. That's the difference between like our understanding of education, university, is you go to school, they're going to fill you up with all these ideas and now you're going to be smart, but you're going to know all kinds of stuff.
There's no purpose for that. Tomorrow Russian literature, and tomorrow no, there's no path in that. Now I need to learn about this. Okay. Once I understand that, I need to, and I gather information on that. I hunt, not just whatever.
I think I see where you're coming from, especially in my own education. I studied anthropology, and people asked me what it was like studying anthropology at my school, and it was definitely like wandering through classes and thinking you're studying anthropology, but it's so, I mean, you're just inundated with information, and so you have to pick your way through, and then when they say, okay, as an anthropologist, go study somebody, and then come back with us and write something, you have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah.
In spite of having read other people's work, because anthropology is a constantly changing discipline, so then what have you studied? Well, you've studied, like, so maybe you could have studied anything, and it would have been, like, studying anthropology or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because anthropology, in the first sense that you mentioned, is imperialism, gathering information about the others,
mm-hmm.
so the center controls them in better ways. We know them. We know their history. We know how they function. So anthropology is the main branch of imperialism.
Mm-hmm. except it's changed so much.
Yeah.
Because it recognizes that.
Yeah.
So you read an anthropology and you have like this huge emphasis on like the position of the researchers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They realize they are right.
Yeah, exactly.
And they use exterior material to reflect their own conditions and their own categories of thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the looking back to you instead of.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's how they rock cultures from knowledge, wisdom, like oil, counterculture, like oil. More information. To fill up the libraries of the U.S. That's imperialism. What's the difference between oil and wisdom? Bringing wisdom, robbing wisdom from other cultures. Resources.